This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
That man cannot see public office again. He is not only unfit, he is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
That was Democrat Dan Goldman, the guy who's defending Joe and Hunter Biden, the guy who works alongside Adam Schiff and Nadler and all of the people that were on the January 6th commission, a bunch of lying skanks. And he says, the man who brought prosperity to Americans, who wanted to make America great again, who puts America first, should never hold public office again. Never have I seen Democrats be so bold as to publicly state their plan. He must be, you ready? Eliminated. Eliminated. This was the plan all along, to get rid of Donald Trump. But let me tell you something. You've heard me say it. I'll say it again. This is not about eliminating Donald Trump. This is about eliminating us. If they get rid of Trump, they get rid of us. It's a metaphor. Trump is a mere substitute for what they really want. They want to shut you up. They want to sue you into oblivion. They want to intimidate you. They will target you. They don't care what you are. If you don't follow the narrative of what they say, Donald Trump is that's your answer. You're watching what can happen to you. Now, you can dismiss it. You can, they just really wanted to get him. Okay, fine. Pretend, you're never going to be big enough to get, right? Until you are. What's it going to take for that city councilman to get you? What's it going to take for the mayor, the county commissioner, your state rep, your state senator, your governor? All in the food chain, if you allow this to happen, somebody will get you. And it'll be okay. Because that's essentially what we're saying. And the Democrats orchestrated everything leading up to this point. I want you to understand, you can connect the dots and you can see that every single thing they plotted was to do what? Eliminate Donald Trump. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We are finally starting to get things together. I appreciate those of you who are one of the 500 that we're trying to get to help us to keep the wheels on the wagon with this operation. Can't thank you enough. And those of you who contact me directly asking to do more, wow. Wow. I mean, I've got friends, I've got people I've known, I consider them friends, and it's not a measure for me. But I have to tell you, I'm amazed at the people who I've never met and the outpouring of support that we get. So thank you guys very much. Are we there? I don't know. I don't check the numbers every day. Hey, I will tell you this. Melissa saved me the numbers for Spreaker, and we've had the most consistent period of Spreaker. Now, I'm going to knock on wood. We've had the most consistent period for Spreaker in for a consistent week. The numbers have stayed very firm. Normally, they jump around. You know, you'll have a day or two that's good, then bad. Good, good, bad, bad. Good, bad, good, bad. 7 days straight. So, I don't know. You know, as I always tell you, it's all God's plan. And just when you think it's darkest before the dawn, something happens and you're like, wow, what happened to do that? Don't know. Don't know. We're doing nothing different. And that's the thing about us. We're doing nothing different. Look, go back and listen to me 15 years ago when I first started doing this. There's no change. I mean, I'm better at it. And some might say I've gotten more handsome. But Certainly, I've gotten more humble. But there's no change. We develop the, you know, same stuff. We get more refined in our thinking and how we do things and how to make something more, you know, relevant and salient to you. But there's no change. I mean, my views are my views, and maybe I've been more vocal about some of them. I know I talk a lot more about my, my Christianity, but it isn't anything intentional. It's just I feel it's more relevant today than it was in the past. But I'm still the same person. And, you know, I don't know that many people can really say that, you know, this is 15 years I've been doing this. And I can honestly tell you, I haven't had any significant, you know, awakenings, because that's what conservatism is about. If you're living your life truthfully and honestly, then there's not going to be many new revelations. You're not going to face a whole lot of change. And I think that's the consistency of the Bible. It's a consistency of conservatism. It's a consistency of just human nature. Human nature. When I talk about human nature, I tell people the thing about human nature is it's the same all over the world. Put people in certain circumstances, and there may be some cultural nuances, but for the most part, it's going to be the same. And look at what's happened with these power-hungry leftists. Power-hungry. I mean, these are people who will do anything to stop us. What are they doing with me? You know, they're keeping me from, you know, the public from hearing my voice. Why? Am I that big of a threat? I mean, I find it hysterical. Boy. And you know, I'll even tell you this. So I'm looking at these things play out with the Candace Owenses and the Shapiros and the conservative movement and all these different things. I'm prepared for it. You know, getting fired from Fox, all the different things that have occurred in my life. And I remember having this conversation with my producer years ago, and he said, Kevin, don't put too much into the radio. Be who you are. Don't worry about production, all that. Deliver the message that God's putting in your heart. That's all I've done. And it was funny because it was so empowering when he told me that, because I was like, what if I say the wrong thing? What if I... He goes, be you. It's advice I give to you guys all the time. Read my book. Have one of your teenage kids read my first book, The Big Black Lie. I tell you, get rid of the lies. Get rid of... Just be who you are. That's got to be good enough. And then challenge yourself. Same issue I'm going through right now with my youngest son. Melissa and I are going through with our youngest kiddo. Be who you are. Be genuine about who you are. The rest will fall into place. Lots more to talk about. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retool things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network. Items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely. Products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The Democrats say Trump's unfit. He's unhinged. Trump had 4 years to prove what he could do, and it was pretty successful. And so, compared to Joe Biden, how do you say he's unfit? He's unhinged. You know what their thing is? He's going to get revenge. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Trump's going to get revenge. Here's Joe Scarborough. Listen to Joe Scarborough. He's talking without a Sharpton, and of course he's got his muse there, Mika. And listen to what he says about Donald Trump. Make any sense of it that you can. Please do it for my sake, because I'm having trouble. And, you know, I can't get into the mindset of a three-year-old.
I have a responsibility to really tune out the voices of the haters, of the people that are constantly double and triple checking and shilling for him and suggesting that somehow they're being biased, bending over backwards, treating him like a normal candidate. He's not a normal candidate. He is running to end American democracy as we know it. He's an authoritarian who a court in Colorado 2 days ago ruled that he led an insurrection against the United States government. He's charged with leading schemes to help overthrow the United States government. So if they want to frame it that way, that's fine. If you want to be fair, if you want to be fair, then you will frame this as Joe Biden being the candidate that supports American democracy, and Donald Trump, a candidate who supports a new form of government here, this authoritarian. It's really that simple. And by the way, Reverend Al, when people go, oh, you can't compare him to past Nazi leaders, you can't compare him to this past Nazi leader or that past fascist leader, because he hasn't done that. Well, what hasn't he done? He hasn't done the things that the American judicial system did not allow him to do last time, but may very well allow him to do this time, or a judicial system that will be ignored by Donald Trump and ran over by Donald Trump to create the greatest constitutional crisis of our lifetimes. Just because he hasn't done it yet doesn't mean he won't do it when he gets a chance to do it. And if he is voted into office, then a lot of these people that are talking about literal or figurative or whatever the hell they're saying, you're going to look like idiots. Because he will do, he will get away with, he will imprison, he will execute whoever he's allowed to imprison, execute, drive from the country. Just look at his past. It's not really hard to read. The only thing that stood between him and the destruction of American democracy was the federal judiciary.
No doubt about it.
You know what I love most about the left? They know exactly what we will do. They don't seem to know what they will do. When it comes to Hillary Clinton, well, we're not exactly sure what she, you know, her intent was. And with Joe Biden, we're not. I mean, you really don't know what this was about. But when it comes to Donald Trump, well, he flatly knows that he was cheated out of the election. He's just, this is all him. I mean, he flatly knows that he wasn't, but he's just putting on because he wants you to believe he was cheated. He knows this was a fair election. And so all of you, we people, we're shilling for Trump. We're bending over backwards because he's not a normal candidate. You know what? You're right. He's not a normal candidate. So what does he do? Oh, he's an authoritarian. And you know how we know? The court ruled in Colorado that Trump was an insurrectionist. That's how we know. That court, we all know we can trust the courts. You know, the FISA courts that accepted the FBI's bogus recommendations based on Hillary Clinton's lies about Russian collusion. Those courts have ruled that Donald Trump led an insurrection. And also, he's leading schemes to overthrow the U.S. government. And he goes on to say, Scarborough, if you want to be fair, we've got Biden, who's all about democracy, because they've been saying it, right? The Democrats have been saying it. We've got to preserve the democracy, preserve the democracy, preserve the democracy. And Donald Trump, well, he's the authoritarian. Yeah, Donald Trump is the one who's arrested citizens of the United States who did nothing. Donald Trump is a person who's not prosecuting a cop who shot an unarmed citizen, Ashley Babbitt, during a peaceful march. Yeah, Donald Trump's that guy. Donald Trump is a guy who's colluded with Russia, colluded with China, colluded with Ukraine to ruin America's oil and gas infrastructure. I mean, Donald Trump did all that, not Joe Biden. Donald Trump is the one who's persecuting his potential person who's going to run against him. He's the one that's got this guy going through indictments. Yeah, it's all Donald Trump's fault. And it's funny, Joe Scarborough asks, what hasn't he done? Let me tell you what Donald Trump hasn't done. Donald Trump hasn't allowed for an invasion to occur in the United States. Donald Trump didn't allow the inflation rate to rise to where people can't live. Donald Trump didn't get us into a proxy war in Ukraine. Donald Trump didn't fund terrorism in Israel. Donald Trump didn't get us dependent back on foreign oil. I could go on with all the things that Donald Trump hasn't done. It cracks me up. I mean, these people, when you listen to them, I mean, it makes me mad because I'm thinking to myself, this is a guy who's on TV and you know what he's doing? He's propagandizing. He doesn't know any, this guy knows nothing. And in fact, he's antithetical to Donald Trump's actual activities. He's antithetical. But he acts like he knows. He says the judicial system, and it's funny, he catches himself. You got to really be, you know, listening carefully. But he says maybe what he's going to do is he's going to do what the judicial system didn't allow him to do then, what it will allow him to do now. Oh, wait a minute. Who built that judicial system that will allow Donald Trump to target his enemies? Who built a judicial system that will allow people to ignore real truths and go after a political enemy? We know who the political enemy is, right? Donald Trump. People that these people have set out, it is no question that they have set out years ago to get Trump. And it began in 2016. And they got lucky. They got unlucky because Donald Trump actually beat the system. They cooked it so he couldn't win. And he beat it. And they can't stand it. So now he must be eliminated. Not my words, their words.
That man cannot see public office again. He is not only unfit, he is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
You want to know what I can't wait for? When we expose the Biden and the rest of the Democrats.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There are no interest rate cuts in our future, at least according to the Fed. Their recent meeting offered no hints of potential rate cuts. The I-10 freeway underpass near downtown Los Angeles, where a significant fire erupted over a week ago, had previously failed an inspection months ago. Combustible liquid and stacks of pallets were found stored under that freeway. Authorities are investigating that fire as an arson. Thanksgiving travel disruptions may arise due to severe storms and snow. According to the National Weather Service, the anticipated weather conditions include heavy rain and thunderstorms storms with the possibility of a wintry mix in New England. Good news this morning from the Labor Department. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell sharply last week. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
His own acting Secretary of Defense, Chris Miller, has testified publicly that Donald Trump never issued any order to deploy the Guard to protect the Capitol. And so I would point people to his own Secretary of Defense's public testimony.
That was Liz Cheney lying, perpetrating the lie of the left, because that's what she is. She's part of the Uniparty. Gotten rich as a congresswoman, Dick Cheney's daughter, and she's blatantly lying here. And so I want to play the rest of it because she's talking about, she was asked the question, do you, you know, Trump said he did this, and she, oh, it's a lie. His own Secretary of Defense, Acting Secretary of Defense, said that didn't happen. Well, we're about to hear from his own Acting Secretary of Defense. She blatantly lied. Here it is.
So the four of you that I've had an opportunity to interview now confirm that on January 4th in the Oval Office that you heard Donald Trump authorize up to 20,000 troops, Cash Patel, 2 days before January 6th even happened. Tell us about that meeting.
Yeah, it's not one of those, thanks again, Sean, like Chris said, for having us, especially on D-Day, to talk about a serious matter. It's not one of those meetings you forget. The Secretary of Defense, Chris Miller, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, the Chief of Staff to the President of the United States of America, Mark Meadows, and the President of the United States himself, in the Oval Office, talking about some of the most serious national security threats we were facing, and then we pivoted to setting up for January 6th, and Mr. Trump unequivocally authorized up to 20,000 National Guardsmen and women for us to utilize should the second part of the law, the request, come in. But those requests never did, as you highlighted.
Well, let me be very clear. Both of you said this under oath under the threat of a penalty of perjury to the committee?
Oh, absolutely, Sean. And to be clear, Cash brought it up best. The meeting was one of the serious kind of heavy meetings I've been in, and it was about a foreign threat that was directed towards the United States, which obviously we can't talk to for fear of, you know, ended up in jail. And so I kind of want to be clear, the president, as we're leaving, it says, hey, one more thing, and we all sat back down and we discussed what was going on in January 6th. I don't want to, because I think that's important to bring up so that the opposition doesn't get this idea that this was the purpose of the meeting. The president was doing exactly what I expect commander-in-chief to do, any commander-in-chief to do. He was looking at the broad threats against the United States, and he brought this up as on his own.
That man cannot see public office again. He is not only unfit. He is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
He's not a normal candidate. He is running to end American democracy as we know it. He's an authoritarian who a court in Colorado 2 days ago ruled that he led an insurrection against the United States government.
Oh, what could we possibly have to counter that narrative? Well, here's a clip.
The January 6th committee has just been caught cold, orchestrating a massive illegal cover-up. Trump is headed for trial next year for January 6th related charges, and he's going to have subpoena power, which gives him the right to access critical documents and videos pertaining to the time period. That means the January 6th committee, whose two-year investigation produced thousands and thousands of documents, transcripts, and hours of deposition videos, the good, the bad, and the ugly, will be legally required to turn over whatever materials Trump requests. And as you know, Primetime does not believe in coincidences. Yesterday, we uncovered the January 6th committee has destroyed almost 50% of their evidence. The Democrat-run January 6th committee is missing 1.5 terabytes of data. This is an enormous amount of material. Records of the Capitol Hill security failures, video of Trump cabinet depositions, emails, text messages, gone.
How about that transparency these leftists talk about, huh? You want to know what Donald Trump did that's so devious and so evil for the left? He put a massive rift, a tear, in the fabric of the New World Order, the Great Reset. These are people who were so set on making sure that we never had freedom again. And let me tell you, folks, they were razor close. Razor close. We had a 4-year interruption period where God stepped in and said, I'm going to give you the least likely dude to do this for you. And it turned out it was Donald Trump. And let me tell you how badly they wanted to do this. These people enlisted the FBI, the CIA, all the Department of Justice, the media, and then when this new thing came out called social media, they enlisted that. Here's Josh Hawley talking about what they did. Now, he may be talking about it with respect to COVID and all this, but here's what I want you to understand. All of it led to where we are now. Donald Trump winning the first election, that upset the apple cart. Second piece, Donald Trump running again, they say we will make sure he doesn't win it, but we're going to make sure he knows that we cheated him out of it. Then he'll fight it. Then we'll go to J6 and we'll do that. But the reason, what reason we'll give for how he lost it was because of COVID. We're going to say we have to do mail-in ballots. Everything that you've seen has led up to this moment. It's so interesting to watch. And I'm going to tell you, I'm more fascinated at this point at how the Democrats played this game, how they got this to happen, how they made it work, the level of orchestration and coordination. Here's Josh Hawley giving you just a little bit on the social media side with Facebook. And forget whatever the topic is about. This is what Facebook did and what it does for anything it wants to shut down.
This case filed by my home state, Missouri versus Biden. Landmark First Amendment case in which two federal courts, federal district court and a federal court of appeals, have found that Facebook, among others, actively coordinated with the present administration to censor First Amendment protected speech. Not this garbage that is not protected by anything in our Constitution, but First Amendment protected speech. Here's what gets me. What the courts found, this is in the record, this is factual findings, is that Facebook devoted all kinds of resources and people, actual human people, to doing things like monitoring posts on COVID-19 vaccine efficacy. There's one example of a parent in my home state of Missouri who wanted to post something about a school board meeting. Facebook used human moderators to go and take down that post. That was important. That has to come down. We can't have them posting about school board meetings, for heaven's sake. But the things that your daughter experienced, this ring of pedophiles, rings plural, that Facebook just can't find the time for. They just don't have the resources for it. That we just have to leave to, you know, let the market have its effect. Let AI do its job. We just don't have the resources for it. They had plenty of resources to censor First Amendment speech. No resources to protect our children. Absolutely unconscionable.
It's all unconscionable. I want to play this quick clip. It's too long for the segment, but I want to play the piece where Ted Cruz gets Bill Maher to admit that he's wrong.
I mean, all we have, the secretaries of state, even the Republican ones, everybody said, Trump's own election people said it was one of the most fair, well-run elections ever. Why won't you let it go?
So, Bill, you're the one that's not letting it go. You're the one that's asking about it. But let me be clear about something.
I'm asking about your history.
Listen, I believe passionately in democracy. And I also believe voter fraud is a real and persistent problem. And it's weird that Democrats have taken the view.
It's been studied.
Okay, so you don't think it is. But you know what? I've never once seen you or any other host ask Hillary Clinton why she said in 2016 that Donald Trump was an illegitimate president. I've never seen you ask Democrats why they objected to the presidential certification in 2001, that was George W. Bush, okay. In 2005, that was George W. Bush, and in 2016, that was Donald Trump. And so I don't think we should be double standard here.
Okay. Well, there is a double standard because there's two different things going on. One is a remonstration, a mild protestation of something. Al Gore was the head of the Senate at the time. He had to pass the baton in an election. He knew he won. And
are you an election denier? You just said Al Gore won that election.
Well, he did not win.
You're right.
I meant to say he won the popular vote.
But that's not.
Yes, I understand. But the other candidate's brother stopped the count.
That's not accurate.
The Supreme Court stopped the count. His own brother ran that election in
Florida.
His
brother
was
the governor of Florida. You know, they counted hold on a second. I mean, facts matter. They counted the votes four times in Florida.
Okay.
George W. Bush won all four times. I was part of the legal team litigating that case, so I was intimately involved in Bush versus Gore. Every time they counted the votes, Bush won.
The bigger point is that Al Gore took one for the team.
See, that's a good interview. That's a guy that has the facts. And he says, you did exactly the same thing. And he made him admit it right there. You just, what are you? Well, no, you, it's not quite that. Yes, it is. No, well, you don't know. But yes, it is. But see, I love that. That's what I do. It's irrefutable. You either want fair elections or you don't. And it can't be when it's on your side. See, here's the thing. I want fair elections every single time. I bet you do, too. I don't care where the chips fall because I believe that we are right on most of the issues. So give me fair elections.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
J6, an orchestrated ruse, orchestrated not only by the Democrats, but by the Republicans. I know, hard to believe. We fight against ourselves in the Republican Party. The only way we lose is when we elect weak-kneed sissy leaders like Mitch McConnell. Here he is right here talking about the insurrection.
Well, let me give you my view of what happened January the 6th. And we're here. We're here. We saw what happened. It was a violent insurrection for the purpose of trying to prevent the peaceful transfer of power after a legitimately certified election from one administration to the next. That's what it was.
Mitch McConnell's a blatant liar, or I'd like to call him a lying skank. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. If the shoe fits, if the description fits, then wear it, Mitch. You saw the J6 tapes. That's a violent insurrection.
That's not even a night out in Chicago. You got to be kidding me. But it gets worse because, see, what Mitch McConnell did was he allowed people to buy into the fake narrative of that because he's part of it. Here's what, I think we have Biden talking about it too. Biden calls, this is 100 days into his office and he calls, we've come to these crises. And then listen to what he said about this insurrection.
Tonight, I come to talk about crisis and opportunity. About rebuilding the nation, revitalizing our democracy, and winning the future for America. I stand here tonight, one day shy of the 100th day of my administration. 100 days since I took the oath of office and lifted my hand off our family Bible and inherited a nation, we all did, that was in crisis. The worst pandemic in a century. The worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. The worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. Now, after just 100 days, I can report to the nation, America is on the move again.
Oh yeah, we were on the move, all right, right over the cliff. But let's think about what Joe Biden had to say. See, what he explained is how the Democrats did everything they could to orchestrate this. They tried to kill the economy. They got Donald Trump in Congress to authorize $1.7 trillion to the scamdemic. They used the scamdemic so they could steal the election. And then he references J6 as the worst insurrection since the Civil War. The Civil War, where over 600,000 men lost their lives. And he says, this is the equivalent. But now let's move on to his VP and see what she has to say. Kamala, Sister Girl Harris.
Certain dates echo throughout history, including dates that instantly remind all who have lived through them where they were and what they were doing when our democracy came under assault. Dates that occupy not only a place on our calendars, but a place in our collective memory. December 7th, 1941, September 11th, 2001, and January 6th, 2021.
So you gotta love it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was the woman who's going to be president after Joe Biden finally gets rooted out. And she's comparing January 6th, where citizens peacefully got together to protest an absolutely 100% stolen election, to two terror attacks. The Japanese attacking Pearl Harbor, where over 2,000 American citizens died. Go look at any of the footage. Go look at the wreckage and see what happened there. That's number one. And then she wants to compare it to terrorist Muslims flying planes into the World Trade Center. I dare you to go look at those buildings falling down and tell me that it was anywhere close to what happened at the Capitol on January the 6th. This is the level of hyperbole that the left want to use. We're going to make a little short film about it just to show you. These people walking through the Capitol almost as if they're at a shopping mall. Escorted by security. And this is what they want to tell you happened. But it doesn't end there. Let's look at what the third in charge of America had to say, Nancy Pelosi.
The January 6th insurrection shook our republic to the core. For many in the Congress and across our country, the physical, psychological, and emotional scars are still raw. Yet from the unspeakable horror sprang extraordinary heroism. Law enforcement heroes confronted the insurrectionists to protect the Capitol, the Congress, and our Constitution. And it's with great respect and admiration that we are joined by the families this morning. Thank you to the families for considering us worthy to share your grief, to honor your loss. When we had the gold medal ceremony, the highest honor the Congress can bestow, I said at that time, your acceptance of that gold medal in honor of your family members' courage brought luster to the medal.
You want to talk about theater. Literal theater. Nancy Pelosi and her daughter were filming in the Capitol on January 6th. How would you know that? How would you know what's going to happen? They have security walking them through. You should see the video for yourself. That's part of the January 6th video. How do you know to have a video crew there to do that unless you know it's going to happen? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The physical, psychological, and emotional scars are still raw from their scam, their actual preparation for this, and they want you to believe, oh, it was horrible. Well, you've seen the video. She says, we confronted the insurrectionists, our Capitol Hill police, and let me tell you what they did. They gave them medals for this. The very people who orchestrated the so-called insurrection that would protect Congress and the Constitution are the people ruining the Constitution, going against the Constitution, and she says it shook the nation to its core. Now, I've already played you multiple clips comparing this to Pearl Harbor, the falling of the Twin Towers, the Civil War, where thousands of Americans die at the hands of real terrorists. And in the Civil War, brother against brother, one person shot at the Capitol, Ashley Babbitt. They claimed all these officers died and because of their duty, doing their duty. I dare you to look at that film. And let me tell you where officers died. When Black Lives Matter shot six cops in Dallas, Texas. That's where officers died. I mean, have I given you enough? There's plenty more that you know about it as well. Here's Raskin. He's upset about the January 6th tapes. We played this a while back, but he's upset. And I want you to just hear what he has to say.
This is footage that your committee decided not to release. So what's your reaction to the Speaker, Speaker Johnson, deciding to do so, and why do you think he's doing it?
Well, on the latter question, Speaker Johnson is clearly on the run from the extreme mega caucus, Chip Roy, and the strongest pro-Trump elements. I mean, you know, he was only able to get through his continuing resolution proposal because of Democratic votes. And I think they're saying he's got two strikes of three they're going to give him. So he's already looking at a motion to vacate. So this was clearly an effort to placate the right wing, which has been making this absurd demand for a very long time. And so now we have, on a totally unilateral partisan basis, the Republicans caving in and, opening up to the world what they allowed Tucker Carlson to come see. Obviously, Tucker Carlson did his best to torture out of tens of thousands of hours of footage some kind of concocted story, which, of course, went nowhere.
I'm stopping it there because you've already obviously probably caught on. This is a guy that doesn't want you to see the evidence. And he says that we're concocting it. We're the ones that they're saying to have it all, look at it all. But you know what they did? Exactly what he told you. They took it, they cherry picked it, and then they said, okay, here's what we're going to let you see as we set the narrative. And then when the truth comes out, they're obviously concocting it. So then the Democrats start telling you exactly what they did. And you know what it is? It's all a big fat lie. And I love that it's coming out, and it's coming out at the right time because it's impacting others to take a look at this thing. And look, we spent a lot of time on this today, but it was so worth it. It was. The Democrats' plan to get Trump is unending, but it's not to get Trump. The Democrats want to get you. You and me. I'm glad we stopped them.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.